Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Freedom from Family Dysfunction by psychologist Kenneth Perlmutter is a practical, family-focused guide for people living with the fallout of addiction or mental illness in someone they love. Rather than treating the struggling person as the sole problem, the book frames suffering as a whole system issue that can be understood and changed through improved connection, clearer responsibility, and healthier patterns of interaction. Drawing on family systems thinking and Perlmutter's clinical experience, it introduces a structured approach associated with the Family Recovery Institute, aimed at helping relatives move from reactivity and powerlessness towards steadier, more authentic relationships. The book speaks to parents, partners, and adult children who are exhausted by cycles of crisis, conflict, and relapse, as well as clinicians who work with families. Its purpose is not to provide a quick fix or a set of ultimatums, but to offer a step-by-step pathway for reducing chaos, rebuilding trust, and supporting recovery in a way that also protects the well-being of the family. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, and seeing addiction and mental illness through a family systems lens. A central contribution of the book is its insistence that addiction or mental illness does not play out only inside one individual. It reshapes the emotional climate, communication habits, and roles of an entire family. Perlmutter encourages readers to observe how patterns like rescuing, blaming, avoiding, or controlling can become predictable responses to fear and uncertainty. Over time, these patterns may keep everyone stuck, even when they are motivated by love or desperation. By shifting the focus from identifying a single culprit to understanding the system, the book offers families a less shaming and more workable map of what is happening. This perspective also helps explain why the same arguments recur, why crises can become organizing events, and why improvement often requires more than the identified person getting sober or stabilized. Families are guided to notice intergenerational influences and long-practiced coping styles, and to consider how each member can change their part of the pattern. The aim is not to distribute guilt, but to create clarity about how systems work and where leverage for change realistically exists. Secondly, from powerlessness to responsibility without blame, Perlmutter emphasizes a distinction that many families find relieving responsibility is not the same as fault. When a household has lived for years around relapse, hospitalization, or unpredictable behavior, relatives can swing between feeling helpless and trying to manage everything. The book argues that recovery in the family system begins when each person reclaims what they can control, their own behavior, boundaries, and participation in relationships, while letting go of what they cannot control, another person's choices. This approach supports a more stable stance than constant monitoring, pleading, or reacting to every crisis. It also redirects energy toward self-care and realistic commitments, which can reduce the chronic anxiety that fuels conflict. Importantly, the book positions this shift as a pathway to dignity and effectiveness, not a moral judgment. Readers are invited to recognize how well-intended strategies may have become compulsive or counterproductive, and to practice new responses that are calmer and more consistent. The promise is that family healing can proceed even if the person with addiction or mental illness is not ready to change, because system change does not require unanimous participation to begin. Thirdly, authentic contact and communication that rebuilds trust. Another core topic is how families can move from guarded, performative, or explosive communication into authentic contact. In many distressed families, conversations become transactional, focused on compliance, symptom management, or who is right. Perlmutter argues that this undermines the very connection that most families are seeking and can intensify secrecy, rebellion, or withdrawal. The book, therefore, prioritizes communication practices that increase honesty, respect, and emotional presence. This includes learning to speak more directly about fear, grief, anger, and hope without using those feelings as weapons. It also includes listening in ways that reduce escalation and make room for complex realities, such as love and disappointment coexisting. Repaired communication is presented as a practical recovery tool because it creates conditions for trust to return gradually, through repeated experiences of reliability rather than dramatic promises. The book is also clear that authenticity is not unfiltered venting. It is communication grounded in accountability and a desire for connection, by focusing on the relationship process rather than winning arguments. Families can reduce chronic conflict and create a climate in which healthier decisions are more likely for everyone involved. Fourthly, boundaries as fairness and clarity, not punishment. Many families arrive at recovery literature after being advised to apply hard lines or to cut off contact, sometimes under the banner of tough love. Perlmutter's approach is more relational. Boundaries are framed as a way to protect safety and integrity while keeping the door open to respectful connection when possible. The book helps readers think of boundaries as clear agreements about what they will do, what they will not do, and what they will do if a situation becomes unsafe or dishonest. This is not presented as a strategy to force someone into treatment, but as a way to reduce enabling and reduce chaos in the home. Because boundary setting can trigger guilt and conflict, the book emphasizes confidence and fairness, aligning limits with values and communicating them in a grounded manner. In practice, this means moving away from threats and toward consistency, follow-through, and self-respect. The family system benefits because predictable limits reduce volatility and power struggles, and they help other members stop organizing their lives around crisis management. Over time, clearer boundaries can also support more equal relationships, where care and compassion are not expressed through self-abandonment. Lastly, a step-by-step family recovery process and therapeutic tools. The book is designed as more than a conceptual overview. It offers a structured step-by-step method associated with Perlmutter's clinical work and the Family Recovery Institute. This process-oriented focus is aimed at helping families translate insight into repeatable actions, especially when they feel overwhelmed by years of failed attempts. Readers are guided to reduce systemic distress by identifying destructive loops, practicing new forms of contact, and making realistic commitments that can be sustained. The method is meant to support both the individual healing of family members and the repair of relationships, recognizing that families often carry accumulated grief, shame, and trauma responses. Perlmutter also integrates creative and experiential elements used in therapeutic settings, presented as ways to deepen understanding of roles, emotional dynamics, and connection. While the exact implementation may vary depending on whether families work with a clinician or apply concepts on their own, the emphasis remains practical change the pattern, decrease anxiety, and build a healthier relational culture. For clinicians, the book can serve as a framework for involving families more directly in treatment, rather than positioning them only as supports or as sources of dysfunction. In conclusion, Freedom from Family Dysfunction is best suited for relatives who are tired of living in crisis mode and want a concrete way to participate in recovery without trying to control the uncontrollable. Parents of adolescents or adult children, partners, and adult siblings who feel stuck in codependent patterns will find the system's perspective especially useful, because it replaces shame and confusion with a clearer map of how roles, rules, and emotional reactivity develop over time. Clinicians will also appreciate its practical orientation and its emphasis on working with the whole family rather than isolating the identified patient. The benefits are both practical and psychological. Readers can learn to communicate with more honesty and less escalation, set boundaries that are consistent rather than punitive, and reduce household chaos by changing their own predictable responses. One of the book's distinguishing features within the family recovery category is its explicit rejection of relationship strategies that prioritize being right over staying. Connected, alongside its argument that family healing can proceed even when the person with addiction or mental illness is not yet changing. Compared with many addiction-focused books that concentrate primarily on the individual in recovery, Perlmutter's approach is centered on systemic repair, relational accountability, and the restoration of trust and equality in the family unit. If you would like to support Kenneth Perlmutter, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.